In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Before I move on to the gospel, I just want to mention why we have today's reading from Romans with all of those names that Katie had to manage. And the reason is because today we celebrate the memory of several apostles who were named by Paul in those greetings: Amplius, Apelles, Stachys, Urban, Aristobulus, and Narcissus. So through their prayers may we be saved. But today I really want to focus on the gospel, this gospel in which our Lord gives us three teachings about the importance of obedience, why obedience is so vital for us, and really at the core of our salvation. This gospel reading turns around a statement that comes in the middle. Our Lord says, "Take heed then how you hear." Take heed then how you hear. How you hear. There are different ways of hearing, right? There are different sort of levels of hearing. One is simply sort of in one ear and out the other, right? Simply to hear maybe something and then completely lose track of it. Maybe the next level is to hear someone's words, but then to sort of like register those words, but not to respond to them, not to act on them. The next level, the highest level, is when we hear and then we register those words and then we act upon them. And in Greek, the word translated hear, the verb translated hear, actually also means obey. Because in Greek, those different levels of hearing are encompassed in that same word. To hear, sort of to just vaguely hear, to listen, to pay attention and register the words, but then more importantly, to obey, to hear and then act on the words. So it's important how we hear. How deeply do we hear the commandments of our Lord Jesus Christ, his teaching, his life-giving teaching, which he has brought into the world? So first he uses this metaphor. He says, "No one after lighting a lamp covers it or hides it away somewhere, but he puts it on a stand so that everyone can see the light." And the light that's been brought into the world is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, this saving teaching. And he has put it into the church, or of course the church is just the congregation of all those who believe in him and follow him. He's put it into each of us as lamps. He's made us lamps. And now we who believe in Christ, because we are lamps, our lives are not hidden away. There's no secrets anymore. But our lives are on display before angels and before men. In the gospel, according to St. Matthew, our Lord says that we are now like a city on a hill that cannot be hid. Everyone can see. He goes on then to say something that is a little bit frightening. Nothing is hid that shall not be made manifest, and anything secret, and nor anything secret that shall not be known and come to light. You know, it's actually the teaching of the church that at the end of time, Christ is going to come to judge all mankind. And at that moment, in line with our Lord's teaching here and several other places in the scriptures, everything that we have ever said, done, or thought will become known to everyone else. Not just to the Lord, but to everyone else. That no hypocrisy in the end can last, but who we are will be revealed to all. Now, of course, it'll be revealed in the light of what it has become. meaning if we have repented, the memory of our sins is transformed and is seen in that light as being a great victory, something that we've overcome, and it's put into that context. But if in the end we have not repented, then that sin is seen for the ugliness that it is. So, why is it important to obey? Number one, because hypocrisy will not last. In light of the judgment of Christ, everything that we've done will come to light. So let us live a life that we will not be embarrassed of and ashamed of in the end. So that's the first teaching he gives us on the importance of obedience, and that should be enough. But he goes on. He says, "For to him who has will more be given, and from him who has not, even what he thinks he has will be taken away." Very cryptic statement, but remember, this is said in the light of that key statement. Take heed how you hear. Have you received that word into your heart, to the core of your being, in order to act upon it? If you have, then even more will be given to you. God's grace will be poured out upon you, and you will be saved. That heartfelt obedience will cover over whatever flaws and imperfections there were in your life and your practice, because we all sin in many ways. But if we have that continuous striving after obedience within our hearts, it will be enough. However, from him who has not, the person who has not adopted that heartfelt obedience, even what he thinks he has will be taken away. That relationship that he has with the Lord, because he has his words, right? Well, I've memorized the whole Bible. I belong to the Lord. I come and I speak the words of hymns. Well, even that certainty and that assurance that he thinks he has will be taken away if he does not have that heartfelt obedience, that obedient heart. So that's the second teaching on the importance of obedience, that it's key to our relationship with Christ. We can't have a relationship with Christ without it. The relationship we think we have with Christ will be taken away if we lack that key component. What's the third teaching? Well, it comes in the form of an object lesson when Christ's family comes to see him. It says his mother and his brothers come to see him, but they couldn't reach him because of the crowd. And so word is brought to him that your mother and your brothers are waiting outside. And then he gives this statement, which is in light of our Orthodox love for the Virgin Mary, especially, this seems a little bit odd. He says, when he's told that your mother and your brothers are standing outside desiring to see you, he says, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it." Again, it's like, does he not accept the Virgin Mary and honor her? No, that's not what it means. Remember that this is all revolving around that core statement. Take heed how you hear. Because we love our mother and our brothers because of this deep bond that we have with them. But Christ says the deepest bond with him is to hear his word, to hear the word of God, and to do it. That's how we have a relationship with him. Just simply bearing the name of disciple, just like simply bearing the name of mother or brother, is not enough to have a relationship with Christ. But hearing his word and doing it, that is what unites us to him, what makes us his family. And of course, his mother and at least several of his brothers, his stepbrothers, brothers from Joseph's earlier marriage, they did become believers. They did hear the word of God and do it. And so they are his family in that way, just as we can be his family and as close to him as his mother and his brothers by hearing his word and doing it. So brothers and sisters in Christ, let us take heed then how we hear. Not to be slothful and lazy, not to simply let the words of God go in one ear and out the other, not to simply pride ourselves in our knowledge, but to invest ourselves in being truly his disciples, not only in word, but also in deed. To the glory of our great God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.